When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100 megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome sales event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome sales event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Leroy, welcome back, everybody. Leroy, can we get a weather update from the Demesman and Dover Law Firm? YourAccentAttorneys.com. Free consultations 24/7. Call at 866-954-MORE.
Over here at the Windowplex. Look outside. It is partly cloudy. Winds coming out of. It's like they're coming out of the south. Which is, that's usually the where the humidity comes from. But it's been a little bit cooler, so.
Had that afternoon golf today?
No. There's not enough time.
So.
By the time I get home.
My little nine hole.
I'm not old enough for that. I would guess it's going to get cooler this weekend, so I would still look out for the passing shower. The winds are barely blowing. I'd say 5 miles an hour. Look, the clouds aren't moving.
I see that.
So it's going to be... I'm still going to guess it's coming out of the east, though. I wish I could see a plane. I'm stalling, can't you tell? And I would say right now it's right about, I don't know, 80 degrees.
Playoff, man.
Oh, no! She's melting! She's melting!
She hates sunlight, dude.
I know. Like
it's very bright in here.
By the way, it's supposed to be a low of 53 tomorrow.
Yeah.
Ooh,
it's coming.
Yeah. It's going to get pretty chilly.
I'll be at home.
Oh, man. So, Tua, he spoke to the media yesterday. Mm. Still adorable. Where they're at right now.
Is he still holding out hope? Because he mentioned, you know, team's not packing it up.
Yeah, they're not packing it up. But he was asked about the three interceptions. And he said, no excuse for him and Tyreek Hill not to be on the same page. Here's Tua.
It's just letting the guys know that, you know, this is why we weren't as successful as we were in these past games. You know, me and Tyreek being on the same page, us not being on the same page, you know, that's something that we take accountability for. But there's no excuses as to, you know, why that had happened and why it kept reoccurring. That's no excuses for that. And, you know, that shouldn't be, that's not the ball that we play here. And so that's not going to happen again. You know, we got to move forward from that. And it's a new challenge that we have.
All right, but I'm going to hold you to that, though, Tua. You can say it's not going to happen again. Promise is a promise. It's hard to stay mad at his face. You know, I just want to pinch his cheeks.
Honestly, I'm not really mad at him. I don't really blame. Of course, he missed those four games, but fine. He had three picks. He's had two bad games this year. Really and, bad. And he missed four, too.
Really bad games. Yeah,
but he's been so mobile. Have you seen him?
So wait, so you're only being happy with him because he's getting the over on your parlays?
It's like he's like the new Michael.
I don't like how all your sports opinions have come down to gambling. Like, you really have a problem. Like
Tua McNabb.
No, you seriously, like, that's the only reason you either like or dislike a player. Yep. It's strictly if you can bet on them.
Well, I can't bet on Drew Smith now, so there is a little bit of factual information behind that. Maybe I'd be a little bit nicer to him. If I could, but no, man, I have takes outside of that. Like,
do you
remember that one time I said that?
You hate Klay Thompson, but now I'm pretty sure it's because he blew some parlay for you.
Oh,
sure, there was some chili pepper.
No.
Could you imagine if we get trade? Like, I don't want Jimmy Butler to leave. I would never. But could you imagine if we trade into the Mavericks and get Klay Thompson?
Oh, I'm done.
Like, that's gonna be the. you. What do you mean you're done? You're not gonna be a Heat fan?
Oh, I'm cooked. I am done. The entire NBA family will gang up against me like the NHL's doing.
I'm going to tell you this right now. If we trade for Klay Thompson, Media Day next year, I'm having a sit down with him and Bam at the same time with you there.
So wait, here's the problem.
I'm sick that day. I can already tell.
No, you don't have to be sick.
Why?
You got to do what Tobin did. Mm-hmm. Start talking about something that takes us away from.
You're right. Time and place. Time and place.
TMP.
TMP.
Nothing. Dude. Nothing will have any of us forget. TMP.
What I'll do is I'll just be like, this is your biggest fan, Clay. Oh, and then you have to kiss his ass. And then you'll be ashamed of yourself.
If I lose a bet from now until then, that'll be what I have to do.
We'll have a Clay shirt for him, though, that says, I love Clay.
Captain love Clay. When did they start calling him that?
They call him that now?
Apparently. They gave
Clay?
Out Captain Clay. Oh, like, they gave out captain's hats. Is that because he has a boat?
Because he's a loser on a boat.
What?
Yeah, you ever seen anybody else on that boat? Dude, I'm telling you. Loser,
wow.
Man. He used to take the boat to work. Like, oh, look at me. Ahoy. I hate this guy.
Ahoy.
Hate him. Worst.
Dude. Oh, man. Tua. You want to hear his response to Tyreek Hill's tweet?
Did he say Tyreek?
I'm going to say, this was it. That's just Tyreek.
Here's Tua.
I'm made aware of Tyreek's tweet. He said, it's time for me to go, coach. I'm not sure if there was a comma there or not. what do you think he means by that? Have you seen him? What interaction?
Well, what is it? What does it say?
It's time for me to go, coach, with no comma. Some might think it means it's time for me to go, coach.
I have no idea. I don't want to speculate on what Tyreek tweets or what he does. I mean, you guys should probably know better than me. Tyreek embraces all of that. So, I mean, he loves that. So, if you guys give him a foot, I mean, he's going to take 10 feet, man.
I've never heard anybody say that. Give him a foot, take 10 feet.
I don't think that. I think
he took some liberties with it. But yeah,
that's
basically
not what people say to him.
I don't think so.
Wait, so.
You give him a
we
foot?
We have dipped to the point of now we listening to pressers going, mm-mm.
Mm-mm. Like, that's not what people say.
Like, we're
you know what they say, guys. You know what they say.
Listen, first of all, Tua's probably not saying Gaither either.
Can I just say, though? That's fair. But you also called him DeMar DeMozan yesterday.
No, I did.
Oh, yes, you did, dude.
Oh, okay.
But in fair, should we know Tyreek better than Tua knows Tyreek? Shouldn't he know Tyreek better than we know Tyreek?
Yeah, he knows he's a troll. And you guys still buy and fall for it.
Who was the one laughing during this audio?
Probably Tyreek. Right.
Real mature, Cheetah.
Like, you can't call somebody a troll and then say time and place. The whole definition of a troll is they don't know time and place.
Mm. No, it's that they know.
They
and will choose to do otherwise.
Anyway, right.
Sure, I'm sure it makes his quarterback realize, hey, you know, you've taken some liberties with these routes lately, Tyreek. It's like, sorry, man, I gotta get these tweets off.
Excuse me.
He goes, you know what I want. Maybe Tyreek is in protest right now because he goes, there's just not enough bombs. You guys aren't throwing me bombs anymore. I'm done running routes.
No.
A lot of blocking.
That's an easy place to go, though. That's the whole point. Defenses know, right, that there's certain receivers in the NFL that if you do that to them in the first half, you won't even have to worry about them in the second half.
The fold-up shop?
Yep. And so sometimes defenses start games that way in hopes that an offensive player would do exactly what you're saying.
There is an article right now that's on ESPN that I am delighted by, which is worst mistakes by franchises over the last 5 years.
You gotta,
they rank every team, and then they rank them in order of worst mistakes over the last five years.
Let me guess number one. Cleveland Browns.
Yup. Oof. Cleveland Browns signing Deshaun Watson is number one.
Oof.
It would say, I could see the Browns saying pulling a Tobin right now.
What?
Our hearts were in the right place.
I mean, it was.
It was in the right place, I guess. Yeah. Browns number one. Number two.
That's interesting.
Broncos trading for Russell Wilson.
See, I don't agree with that one.
I don't agree with that.
Because
number two.
There's a difference in a guy who doesn't work out on your team but goes on to play meaningful football than a guy who's just no good.
Aaron Rodgers is what he's talking about, essentially. The Jets.
Number three.
Oh,
yes! He should be number two.
He should be two.
Because Aaron Rodgers has not played any meaningful football for the Jets.
Yeah.
Russell Wilson has gone on in that same time period and now is the quarterback for
Not for the Broncos.
So you're saying for them. But it wasn't. It just didn't work out. It wasn't that he couldn't play. The other two, 1 and 3, signed guys who couldn't play.
Number four.
Well, let me guess. Falcons.
Ooh, no.
Damn.
The San Francisco 49ers.
Also
trading up to get Trey Lance.
Three first-round picks to get Trey Lance.
Yep. Gross.
And they played in two Super Bowls since? Or two NFC championships in a Super Bowl?
Yes.
Yeah. Since that. So, yeah, it was a terrible trade, but it didn't hurt him.
Number five.
All right, let's see.
Let me give you the division.
Yeah.
NFC South.
Oh, I was going to say something about the Saints.
Wait, NFC South.
Terrible.
Oh, it's got to be.
Bryce Young.
Carolina Panthers trading DJ Moore and multiple first-round picks to the Bears to move up and draft Bryce Young.
That's right.
When they could have just taken C.J. Stroud or...
The Bears. Did nothing with that.
Number six. Remember, these are worst decisions over the last 5 years by each franchise ranked by ESPN.
Yeah.
Jacksonville Jaguars.
Extending Trevor Lawrence.
Urban Meyer.
Boom.
Gotta be Urban Meyer, dude.
So wait.
Gotta be Urban
Meyer. Your organization is so bad, you couldn't even make it about the play on the field.
Woo! Just in general.
Just in general.
It really left like a dirty stain on the franchise that was already struggling.
No, it didn't.
Like, of course it did.
It did.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Fantasy freaks and geeks, it's James Kell from the Sleeper King Football Podcast. We all know sleepers can win you championships, but finding these guys takes time. That's where the Sleeper King comes in. Let me do all the research so you don't have to. Every week, I'm going to break down which sleepers you need to pick up off the waiver wire and which surprise deep sleepers could help you win the week. Every episode, just 15 to 20 minutes long, every Tuesday through Friday. Subscribe to the Sleeper King Football Podcast on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your pods.
But
they were slightly.
You know why I didn't leave a dirty stain on the franchise?
Blake Bortles left it before then.
No, because it's Jacksonville. Yeah. What do you expect from Jacksonville?
They were competitive.
Like, when they went to the Super Bowl and they were expansion team and everything else, you thought so much differently of that franchise than you do now. Right now, you're thinking a franchise like Las Vegas.
Yeah.
So, like, what could they possibly do to make what you already think of them any worse?
I like this, though. I like this
list. You like this list? Yeah, it's like a good list. It's a good list. It's a good list. Number seven, Houston Texans.
Mm-hmm.
Biggest mistake.
Trading all those picks for Laramie Tunsil?
No.
No, no.
I don't actually think that's more than 5 years now.
Oh, wait.
It's got to also be.
I think this is too high on the list.
High.
I don't think you guys will guess it.
Is it Deshaun Watson again?
No. It can't be.
Hold on. Can we get a...
Think of their other best player over the last 5 years. That's not Deshaun Watson.
What?
No.
No.
Retired 5 years ago. When's the last time JJ Watt played for the Texans?
Was it?
He was a Cardinal.
Their other best player.
Gross.
Receiver.
DeAndre Hopkins.
Trading DeAndre Hopkins to the Cardinals. I think that's a little too high on the list.
I do think it was a mistake, but I do think it's high on the list.
Well, because keep in mind, at the time, they were going down. You know, because Deshaun Watson situation and whatever.
That's why I'm saying it's not that it's their worst mistake, but I just think it's high.
It's high. It's not. It's high. It's high on the list.
Yeah, that's true.
Number eight, Atlanta Falcons. We already said that.
Yeah.
Kirk Cousins. That's where that fella. Kirk Cousins getting 4 years, $180 million.
Is it possible the Browns could be on there twice, but you can only be on there once?
You can only be on there once.
Yeah, because I could.
Number nine, the Patriots.
Letting Tom Brady go?
No, that was more than 5 years ago.
Mm. Oh, was it? Was it?
Yeah. In 2019.
Oh, okay.
Could hold
that's,
on
that's
to
not,
Bill Belichick.
That's, more than, that's, right, under 5 years.
Well, it wasn't that.
Mac Jones.
No.
Oh. McCorkle wasn't it.
Letting Bill Belichick go.
Maybe holding on to him too long.
I would have thought that too. Mm. I don't know if I necessarily. He puts hiring Matt Patricia and Joe Judge as lead architects of the offense in 2022.
So, what was that? Wait, but that's crazy.
What was that?
With all the things they've been through,
yeah,
they're not putting any of that on the players.
No.
Mm. All right.
No.
And I think Tom Brady is definitely on there. Should be on there.
Because
that's less than 5 years.
Nah.
You guys want to keep going on the list, or you want to go to the Dolphins?
No, let's go. I like the list.
You like the list. Okay, you like the list. He likes the list.
I like
gentlemen.
The list. It's a good list.
10, swapping out A.J. Brown for Treylon Burks in a trade with the Eagles. Yeah, letting A.J. Brown go for the Titans.
Who's that?
Titans.
Who's
Treylon? Exactly.
No, who is it? Yeah. Who is it?
Who is he?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Is he an offensive lineman?
What's his name?
Treylon Burks. He's a wide receiver.
Oh, of course. Who can forget
a wide receiver?
Treylon Burks.
Drafted in the first round of 2022.
What?
His numbers this year?
Yeah.
Five catches.
Four catches, 34 yards.
Oof.
Yeah, that probably should be higher on the list.
Oof. Yeah.
You give it A.J. Brown for four catches?
Yeesh.
Oof.
He had that yesterday.
Number 11, Chicago Bears.
Where do we start?
This is the one he's picking, huh? All right. It's surprising, but give me the ones you would think it was.
Mm.
I would go with Fields. Something to do with Fields.
Mm-hmm.
Signing Matt Eberflus.
I would say, you know what? And this is not, I get why they did it, but I would say getting rid of Justin Fields and then drafting a quarterback first without taking care of all the stuff around it, because now Caleb Williams is doing the same stuff Justin Fields did.
This is their pick.
Go.
Trading a second rounder for Chase Claypool.
They did that?
Sign a bunch of teams up for that. but that is nothing compared to
what they've done?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think so, dude.
They got off easy. They would probably be higher up on the list, too.
Man. Let's see. Seattle. Oof. I don't think this would be higher than the Claypool one. Seattle.
Trading Russell Wilson.
No.
No?
Oh. No. Not trading Russell Wilson. It is a trade.
Yeah.
Mm. Overpaid. Overpayment on a trade.
Overpaid. I don't even know too many people.
You'll remember. Once I say it, it'll spark your head.
No, go.
Two first rounders for Jamal Adams.
What?
Oh, that's right. The safety from the Jets.
Yep.
That's crazy.
I didn't know they gave up.
Two first rounders?
He doesn't even play anymore.
Mm-mm.
And they still. The Jets still.
Not even 30 yet.
He plays for the Lions.
By the way, he plays for the Lions?
Yeah.
Wait. How about. He just signed with them, didn't he? Because He was out.
He's
free agent.
4 days ago,
right?
The Lions elevated him from
the practice squad. Right. Yeah. So wait.
Two first rounders for him.
So the Jets got two first rounders.
Yep.
And
this is where they are.
Did they give any up for Aaron Rodgers?
I don't remember.
Because that might be there. Oh, they're already on the list. So.
All right. Number 13 is the Rams signing Allen Robinson to a 3-year deal. That's not that bad.
No.
14, the Raiders.
Where do we start?
Raiders.
Surprised they're this low on the list. 14, I would feel like.
Trading Derek Carr?
No.
Thinking Gardner Minshew could be the savior?
Mm-mm.
Ooh, this was just at the cusp of 5 years, so I'm not sure.
Signing Christian Wilkins.
John Gruden.
No.
Oh.
No.
Signing Christian Wilkins to $100 million.
Antonio Brown.
They must be counting. They must be counting 20. It must be 20, 21, 22, 23, 24. Those would be the year. Okay, so 19 okay. They're not doing.
Okay.
So
okay. What
is it?
Hiring Josh McDaniels as their head coach.
Oh, God.
2022.
Not good. Never been good as a head coach.
Can I just say?
How does he keep getting jobs?
No. They gave Josh McDaniels all that money, right?
Yeah.
No, who'd they give all the money
to? They gave all the money to John Gruden.
Just now, and he's already gone.
No. They gave all the money to John Gruden, then he got caught in the email scandal. Then he got fired. Yeah. Then they hired Josh McDaniels.
Wow. So they've hired two dudes.
They hire a lot of coaches.
They do, and give a lot of money up. Probably should get some more of that money on the field.
Mm-hmm. $60 million they gave Josh McDaniels.
Cardinals extending Cliff Kingsbury and Steve Keim to contract extensions.
Okay, that's not on the field.
And then finally, number 16.
I'm surprised with that.
Letting Christian Wilkins go.
The Miami Dolphins.
Letting Christian Wilkins go.
No, it can't be.
No?
Can't be.
Nothing we've heard on the list so far. Nothing.
Not re-signing Robert Hunt.
Heard on
no.
The list.
So. Has nothing to do with signing or keeping anybody.
Ooh, biggest mistake.
Nor losing anybody.
Oh.
So I feel like.
It has nothing to do with signing?
Mm-hmm.
Signing, who's the coach before? Firing of Brian Flores.
No. Meeting with Tom Brady on a boat. That's the one.
That's what they put as the biggest mistake.
Didn't it cost us a pick as well?
Tampering. This is what they say. The Dolphins' biggest mistake over the last 5 years.
Yeah.
Tampering with Tom Brady and Sean Payton 2019 through 2022.
Son of a gun.
And they write, there are some gray areas the NFL seems to be willing to tolerate when it comes to its rule book. It's remarkable to see how many free agent contract teams are able to negotiate in the opening hours of the legal tampering period, a phrase which doesn't make any sense in any other context.
Because the contracts are signed 1 minute into the tampering period.
Yeah. Teams might have conversations with agents about whether players are happy in their current location or if they would be interested in a potential trade. Attempting to make offers on players and coaches who are under contract with other teams, however, crossed the line for the NFL. Dolphins ownership, according to NFL sanctions, repeatedly tried to negotiate deals with Tom Brady while he was under contract with the Patriots and Buccaneers, and simultaneously tried to negotiate a deal with Sean Payton to join his organization as head coach. Sometimes, when these deals are completed, there is just a subsequent grievance. Teams are able to hammer out a deal. The Jets, for example, got a first-round pick from the Patriots as a primary return for Bill Belichick when he resigned as the coach of New York.
For one
day. The Dolphins didn't even land Tom Brady or Sean Payton. They were fined $2 million and stripped of a first and third round pick in the 2023-2024 drafts, respectfully. Do you agree that is the biggest mistake for the Dolphins over the last 5 years?
No.
I don't agree either.
No.
Oh.
Because
I don't agree either.
Because I would say it's either Christian Wilkins or not re-signing Van Ginkle.
Christian Wilkins? You think both of those? There's so many things that have happened.
Either.
In 5 years?
In 5 years?
I'd be curious. We got to take a break. Give me your biggest. Do you agree that the ESPN has declared the Dolphins' biggest mistake over the last 5 years? Now, is their mistake? What do you? So is Bill Barnwell, who wrote this article, is his mistake that they actually didn't land them, or that they even tried? Because I feel like they didn't even land them.
They tried and got in trouble.
They tried, failed, and got in trouble.
Because if they would have landed them and they would have had success, it wouldn't have been. It would have been worth the picks.
Yep.
But the fact that they lost picks, so basically you didn't end up with the guy.
Yep.
And you lost picks.
Tom Brady had to play an extra year with Tampa he didn't want to play. Sean Payton would have been here instead of Mike McDaniel.
Yep.
Still would have the Flores thing to deal with. And that's why they fired Brian Flores, by the way. They thought they were getting Sean Payton.
Yeah.
Really?
And that's how the time
Yep.
And then Brian Flores is like, oh yeah?
Yep.
Lawsuit.
Cheaters.
Cheaters.
Yeah. How did that work out? Because he's still coaching.
I think he's still suing.
Yeah, you know, yeah. Lawsuits take a long time.
Lawsuits do take a long time.
Yeah.
But lawyers like to rack up hours.
You know how it is.
I think lawsuits could be done. Like in technology days, let's be real about it. With AI, how fast could these? I don't mean to demean lawyers, but like how fast could these things be? Yeah, how fast could these things really be done these days?
This
could
be a 30-minute Zoom for sure. This is for sure. I mean, definitely.
305-567-0560. If you got a bigger mistake over the last 5 years for the Miami Dolphins, take a break. Back after this.